The West Live.
The West Live.
With Ben O'Shea for Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
This week, we've been talking to people who have been speaking out against domestic violence and the 16 Days in WA to Stop Violence Against Women campaign. Today, we've joined by the Minister in charge of trying to stop this scourge on our community, the Minister for Child Protection, Women's Interests, Prevention of Family and Domestic Violence, Simone McGuirk. Minister, thanks for your time.
Good to be with you. Thanks, Ben.
Now, how can we encourage communities to take an active role in making change and ending domestic violence?
Yeah, so first of all, it's important to understand the extent of the problem. West Australia has high rates of domestic violence. We've consistently had the second highest rates in the country. On some metrics, we've got the highest rates in the country. So we have a problem in our state, and part of my role in being the first dedicated minister to tackle this issue in a coordinated way across government is to bring the community's awareness to that fact and also bring all efforts to bear to combat high rates of domestic violence. I mean, partly we've worked on making sure that we've got good crisis response, emergency response. Obviously, keeping victims safe is important. Law reform, holding perpetrators to account. But actually stopping the violence happening in the first place is part of what we need to work on. And 16 Days in WA is a campaign that we've had since coming to government, and it really is making sure that people is about making sure that people understand how domestic violence manifests, how it presents, and also what they can do to take a role in stopping it.
Now, for those who don't know, can you explain where the 16 days comes from?
Yeah, so it's essentially the first start of it is White Ribbon Day, and it is the end of it is the United Nations International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. So that's the first day, and then it finishes 16 days later. So it's essentially an international campaign. And it is a lot of its emphasis is on domestic violence, but also about violence against women. So, we will see some examples. For instance, there were a couple in Victoria of very terrible and senseless homicides of women that were just, walking at night and they were murdered. So it's a little bit broader than domestic violence, but sadly for women in Western Australia and around the country, domestic violence is still the biggest form of violence that those women
face. And so what have you got planned over the next 16 days?
Well, on Friday, which is the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, there'll be a silent march in the city. So that's in our Supreme Court Gardens, and it starts at 11 o'clock. And that's an opportunity to stop and think about those people who have lost their lives to domestic violence in Western Australia. That's been growing in number, and as well as having a small event at Supreme Court Gardens, and there's literally a silent march through the city. It's a very powerful event, so people might think about coming to that. There will be a series of public landmarks lit up orange. So if you start to see, Matagarrup Bridge or the stadium or other, I think we've even got the whale at the museum, lit up orange, that's what that campaign is about. It's about building awareness about domestic violence. So there'll also be a social media campaign. So there are essentially resources online from the Department of Communities website of ways that people can get involved to participate, because we really want it to be sort of community-led as much as government doing things to tell people what domestic violence is about and what they can do to stop it. But the most powerful way that we'll get that message across is if members of the community pick this up and start to run with it. So if you think about a sporting organisation, if some members of that club say, we should think about doing something this year just to raise awareness, maybe get a women's organisation in to speak to us, or maybe do a bit of a fundraiser for a local women's legal service or women's refuge, They can be quite powerful for people. Getting a survivor in to talk about their story, they can be very shocking at times, but also compelling for people to understand how domestic violence can affect people's lives.
Well, it's putting a face on the issue, isn't it? And how important is it to reach regional and remote communities?
Yeah, well, hugely important. And in fact, we've got some really good, not only services, but cooperation in some of our regional and rural and remote areas. But one example is that in Geraldton, there's a community effort. So the local women's organisations work with the local city of Geraldton, as well as other local sporting organisations. And they've got a coalition that's been operating for a few years that is about raising awareness and saying, you know, Geraldton's going to stand, all members of the Geraldton community are going to stand up to call out and to stop domestic violence. So it's actually been really, really good. Albany is the same. They run a silent march themselves, or a march. So as does Mandra. So different community events take place during 16 days and also throughout the year, where people understand that they can't just expect that someone else is going to stop the violence, someone else is going to make this change. We've all got to be part of it.
And the campaign is now in its fourth year. How have the statistics around violence against women changed in WA in that time?
It's interesting because it's an interesting point because the metrics are quite challenging in this area. In fact, because we know that domestic violence is underreported, we want reporting to go up but incidents to go down. So trying to judge our success is going to be challenging. We certainly know that during COVID, incidents went up. So I still sit on the State Disaster Council, and we heard from the police commissioner every time we met what the crime statistics were looking like around the state. And almost without exception, the general crime statistics were going down. But the one place where they were going up was domestic violence and threats of domestic violence. They were consistently higher around the state. And I think early on in the pandemic, it was the Prime Minister who predicted that this might happen. They were worried about domestic violence because sort of the nature of isolation, of people being sort of enclosed and away from others, and also the possible threat would give perpetrators an extra opportunity to exercise control and intimidation over their victims. So that has been borne out. We have seen higher rates of domestic violence over the pandemic. There is a lot to do, and it is a long game to address this. One, to understand how domestic violence manifests. For instance, there's increasing understanding now that threats and intimidation and control is one form of domestic violence, and left unchecked can actually escalate to more serious or physical threats of violence. Just recently, the Attorney General and I worked on quite a significant piece of law reform. So we now have attempted strangulation and suffocation as a aggravated assault, which is quite a serious indicator of future further violence and, in fact, homicide. So there's increasing understanding of how, not just in the public, but even amongst medical professionals and first responders and the police, about how domestic violence presents itself and what we need to do to interrupt that violence and to give what everyone deserves, and that is that people are free from violence and control.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what do you want people to do over the next 16 days? Where can they go? What can they do? How can they get involved?
So if they go to the Department of Communities, the Western Australian Department of Communities website, there's a 16 ways to take action. There's a checklist there. And people could hold an event. They could just share messages on social media. They could get informed themselves about domestic violence. They could volunteer with a local organisation, and there's resources there for how to get in touch with those organisations, or they could donate to one of those organisations. Well, so we want people just to start exercising those critical faculties in their own lives. If they start to see some behaviour amongst their colleagues or family or friends that they think is unacceptable, don't be a passive bystander. Actually act, speak out and do something. If you see someone that you think might need a hand, reach out and offer to give them some assistance, and that really means putting them in touch with a specialist agency. There's also think about at your workplace what you could do to support people who might be experiencing domestic violence. As a state government, we now have paid leave for people who are experiencing domestic violence, and actually the majority of private companies now that report, over 100 that report to the Workplace Gender Equality Agency, that means that they've got over 100 employees. The majority of them now have paid leave for people experiencing domestic violence. So there is a range of different activities people could undertake there. As I said, Ben, it is about, there's certainly a role for government here, there's certainly a role for specialist agencies, but we will not stop this violence without the community understanding what it looks like and playing a role in calling out bad behaviour and intervening where they see poor behaviour or supporting someone who's experiencing domestic violence.
Yep, it is absolutely up to all of us to stop this terrible scourge on our society. Minister for Women's Interests, Simone McGurk, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben.